In the Mojave Desert this morning, hundreds of people watched the launch of the first ever privately funded mission to put a man in space. A local television broadcaster emceed the event.
And here we have officially, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, launched into a new era of space travel.
The craft called Spaceship One carried one man into space and back. Just minutes ago, it landed. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now from the Mojave Desert. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Hey, so David, what are you looking at there?
Well, just like 60 seconds ago, it came down the runway. It's a really small spacecraft. I mean, it looks, the shape of it is sort of like those styrofoam gliders that you can buy in a toy store for a kid. You know, it's got kind of broad wings. It just landed on the runway just seconds ago.
Yeah, and probably a pretty good feeling that it came back and now it's all's well.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's some nervousness beforehand, but it was a beautiful morning. You know, the sun's out, the mountains in the distance, and it begins its flight attached to the underside of a kind of spindly airplane. It's all custom made. It looks sort of like a big insect, and it rolled down the runway, turned around, and then it took off. And for about an hour, it circled and corkscrewed up, and then the spaceship actually detached from the belly, and it fired its rocket engines for about 60 seconds. And you could see a contrail as it headed up, basically right into the sun. Everyone was shielding their eyes, and then it kept going, and then the contrail stopped, and it coasted up, and it took a little while for us to hear, but the unofficial word now is that it did reach 100 kilometers, some 62 miles, which qualifies as the edge of space.
So this flight was part of an effort to win something called the X Prize. Tell us about that. How close did they get to that?
The X Prize is a $10 million, also privately funded prize. There's another plane. That was supposed to encourage space tourism, so to encourage private industry to get involved. And in order to win it, he has to send three people up and bring them back down, or a pilot plus the weight of two people and bring it back down. He has to do it twice within 2 weeks. So he hasn't done that, but the pilot speaking to us before yesterday, you know, we're definitely going to win. But this airstrip and this airport here is really filled with a lot of experimental vehicles, some of whom are going to be competing with him. But everyone seems to agree that Burt Rutan is certainly in the lead.
Spaceship One cost far less than government space flights. Does this mean that there may be cheaper ways to take people into space?
Well, you know, it's not going to orbit, and it's a big, big difference between going up sort of to the edge of space like they did today and reaching orbit. I mean, you need 80 times the energy to get, was what they have here, to get into orbit. So the short answer to that is no. And Burt Rutan, the man who designed this, said, you know, we're going to be in orbit sooner than you think, but as soon as you start scaling something like this up, you end up again with something like the space shuttle, and it's not so different. The thinking is that at least in the short term, you might be able to send people up to the edge of space, like this pilot went up. For the numbers people throw around are, I don't know, $100,000, but those are all really guesses.
And well, then does that mean that we're closer to the day when someone could buy a ticket for a trip to space? I mean, tourism is what we're talking about, kind of, right?
Yeah, I mean that's the hope. People are selling tickets for you know, vehicles that don't quite exist. But I think, you know, from talking to the people last night who had camped out here, I think just being able to go up and look down and point to the Earth and their part of the continent and say, that's where I live, I think that'd be enough. Sometimes that's a reason people go and take pictures.
Yeah. Thanks very much, David.
You're welcome.
NPR's David Kestenbaum in the Mojave Desert.